ever.
Endeavor, this is Houston. How are things going up there?
Roger, Carl. Going okay. I think we might have a problem also with a mass spec boom. Let me give you some times here. The mapping camera retracted in 4 minutes and 30 seconds. The gamma ray retracted in 2 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm sorry, the mapping camera extended in 4 minutes and 30 seconds. The gamma ray retracted in 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And the mass spec I let retract for about 4 minutes, didn't get a gray. Went to deploy for a few seconds, back to retract a few seconds, and it finally went gray and retract. So I don't really have a good accumulative time on how long it was in Barber Pole.
We copy. Al, you may be interested to know that Dave is walking around on the lunar surface now.
Very good, very good.
And I have a mapping camera pad and a flight... And a flight plan update for you when you have a chance to copy.
Okay, yeah, copy right in the middle of breakfast. Stand off on that for a moment.
No rush, no rush. Al, this is Houston. Why don't you go ahead and eat and let me read up the science summary to you.
Hey, good idea, Carl. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. In general, all orbital science experiments are working very well, and we have some very happy principal investigators. The X-ray PI reports count rates higher than expected, which gives good spatial resolution. Real-time data shows the signature of magnesium, aluminum, and silicon so far. And there appear to be differences cropping up between the Mare and the Highlands. The mass spectrometer PI reports good operation with many peaks appearing, and so far they've clearly identified neon and argon. Gamma ray is happy with improved data since separation of the limb, and spectral features are appearing in the data. The alpha particle experiment reports seeing a radon peak over Procellarum and possibility of some other peaks over other areas of the moon. I'll let you know about more about that later. The photo team tells us that the mapping camera is working well. The laser is going great. The pan camera appears to be getting about 80% of its frames in good quality, despite the V over H sensor problem. And in general, they say, keep up the good work. It's looking great.
Okay, what's the matter with the V over H on the pan camera? You indicated yesterday, I guess, that there was a problem with it, but nobody ever explained what the problem was.
Roger, Al. I'm not sure that it's well understood. All we can say is that its operation is erratic. Sometimes it manages to get the motion compensation right, and sometimes it doesn't quite make it. That's a problem we're working on down here, trying to understand in greater detail.
Yeah, okay.
Endeavour, let's have high gain antenna auto, please.
Egg on auto. Carl, if you've got a paper and pencil there while I'm finishing up breakfast here, let me run down some cameras and magazines with you. I did took an inventory of all the mags last night and thought I might just read through the list for you.
Okay, hold on a second.
What I see is left on the mags now.
Hold on a second and I'll copy those, but there's a flight plan change in just a few minutes I'd like to get to you. The mapping camera image motion, which is scheduled at 120.10, we'd like to have at 120.16.
Okay, I understand you want to slip that down to 120.16.
That's correct.
Mapping camera image motion to increase.
That's affirmative, Al, and you go ahead with your read down.
Okay, as promised to Spencer, the mags are as follows. First to 16 millimeter stuff. Mag A's been used 100%. Mag B's been used 100%. C and D haven't been used. E's been used about 4%. F is still full, G is full. H has been used 25%. I is full, J, K, and L are full. Okay, on the Hasselblad, I'll call out the number of frames used. Okay, Mag M, Metro, 153 are the frames used. And Nectar is 42. O is 39 and P and Q are 0. R is 20 and S is 40. And no 35 millimeter films been used.
That came through loud and clear, Al.
Okay.